Beginning the current daf, Masechta Sabbat Yizar daf Samach. Begin at the bottom of Nortesman Beis, three lines up in the bottom of the Yamut, where the Gemara continues the discussion of what's known as Mago Ibdi Kechavim. And that is, there's, in the general category of Avodah Zarah, there's Nesach Yain, which is the wine that the non-Jew moved, agitated, poured deliberately for the purposes of Avodah Zarah. That's Aser B'Shtiyah, and even Aser B'Hanot to have any benefit from it. Then there's a lower category. We spoke about it when the non-Jew touches it. So then there's many different shades of gray regarding that halacha, regarding is it Aser Bahana, is it only Aser B'Shtiyah, is it actually even going to be Mutter, did he have intention, did he not, did he touch it directly or indirectly? So our Gemara continues on some of those discussions. So the Gemara brings Hahi Chavita de Chama, there was a certain barrel of wine, the Ishtakel Labarza, the spigot, the spout, came off. So the wine starting to pour out from that hole. Also, Evi Kechavim Idre, so a non-Jew, an idol worshiper came and he jumped up, which actually the word Idre comes from the word of like Dari, which means to carry. It means to say that he lifted up himself to come to stand up from his place and he jumped to go and save the wine that was pouring out. And Adach Yodi Elevei, he stuck his hand in that spot, stuck his finger in the hole of the spigot to stop the wine from coming out. Amar Papa, he said, Kol Delahadi Barza, Chamra Aser. Whatever of the flow of the wine, which is lateral to that hole in the barrel, which is where the non-Jew has his finger stuck in, that wine, if you would make a line, is forbidden to drink, but not prohibited of having benefit, because, as we just mentioned, the Isra Hanah is only when was actually done for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. And that would require one of the acts of Avodah Zarah, which is shikshuch, of agitation, of pouring, of doing an act. Here, where the hole is very small, where the spigot is, he can't shake it, but it is touching his finger. And since it's touching his finger, the wine's going to be aser b'hana, but not aser b'shtiyah to drink it, but not aser b'hana. In other words, one could go ahead and sell it to a non-Jew. And however, as the Gemara continues, top of Samach Aleph says, "Rapapa, but v'idach shari." But the other wine, whatever is on top of that line of where his finger is touching and below, is going to be permitted even to drink. Now the reason for this is because Rav Papa holds that tzedadin, the sides, meaning when there's only a lateral, not a longitudinal connection, that's not considered a connection to make all the wine forbidden. Which Rashi points out, Allah is not like Rav Papa, because shortly Rav Yemer is going to say that Rav Papa's teaching is contingent on Machlekes Tanoim, and Rav Papa ends up coming out like Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Yachid, because the Zerab and the Chacham who disagree with him, and the Halach is always like the Rabbim, who the Rabban disagree, and they say that no matter where the hole of the spigot is, whether in the top, or the bottom, or even the side, all the wine is Tameh, because they consider all the wine connected, because it is, all the liquid is connected. So here, even though it's a lateral connection, it's going to be considered connected, even though it's from the side, all of it will be us. But Rav Papa is saying that only where he's touching, that wine is prohibited, and just from drinking, but b'hanah that's mutter, but the rest of the wine is mutter, even b'shtiyah. Vigadamri, though, those say a different version of Rav Papa. The Amar Papa says that adhar barza, up until the spigot, meaning it's on the side, the spigot, the spout, so whatever wine is on top of that hole, then that's chamra asa, that wine is going to be prohibited, because since all the wine, when you open up the spigot, whatever's on top of it, is going to come down, the laws of gravity, is going to go out through that spigot, so that's considered attached, and that's forbidden. But v'idach shari, whatever wine is beneath that, that's not considered in any way connected, because he doesn't hold tzedadin, if there's a lateral connection, that should be considered connected. And moreover, if you open the spigot, the wine from that's beneath it, that line is not going to come out through there, and therefore that's not considered connected, according to the second version, that what's on top is prohibited for drinking, but what's beneath it is still permitted. Now, Amar of Yemir, as we mentioned before, he says, Kitanoi. This teaching there of Papa that was said is not according to everyone. It's actually Machlekes Tanoim in the Mishnah Masechtas Tevul Yom. The Mishnah says, Chavis Shenokva, regarding a barrel that a hole was made in it. Beim Epia, whether on the top. Beim Shaleh, whether on the bottom, where it sits on it, because generally in Talmudic times, all the barrels were jugs made out of earthenware, and they would have a spigot on the bottom. Obey mitzadeh, whether it's on the side, either way, says the Tanakhama, if a noga by tful yoim, if a tful yoim, who is tame, touches that hole of where the spigot is, where that hole is, tameya, he makes it all tame, which is related halacha. Here it's regarding a tful yoim, there it's talking about what we're discussing in our Gemara regarding a akum, a non-Jew, who his touching is going to make it nesach yayim. So Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Tanakhama, he says, no matter where the hole is, it's all aser. As we said, that the chum hold that all of it is a chibur, because the liquid is touching whatever area, so whether it's on the top or the bottom or the side, it doesn't make a difference. Now Rabbi Yehuda, as we said, that's who a pup is like. If mipia, if the hole's on the top, so since all of the wine that's beneath the wine on the top is a basis, it's a holding space for it. So it's all the wine, where if he's touching the top, and that top wine that he touched, that all that wine is being supported, whatever wine is beneath it, so that's considered connected, or umushalal. Or let's say the hole's on the bottom. There also, if the tefillin sticks his hand on the bottom, since all the wine, when you open up the hole in the bottom, all the wine comes down through that hole, that also is considered all the wine is connected. So then, says Rabbi Yehuda Tameya, then if he touches the hole on the top or the bottom, all the wine is going to be tummy. But mitzidaho, if the hole's on the side and the tefillin sticks his finger in, tahir mikan to mikan, then what's above that hole and beneath that hole is going to be tar, which is like Rav Papa, like we said. However, the Rabbanan do not hold like Rav Papa, and therefore the halacha is not like Rav Papa, and actually all the wine is going to be forbidden to drink. But as we said, it's going to be mutabat no, because there's no agitation done. The hole is too small to be shaking his finger around, but he did touch it, and therefore it's all going to be aser b'shtia. Another teaching on this topic from Omer Rav Papa. Papa says, Ayivik kechavim adana, if the non-Jew is standing by the cask, where he was pouring the wine from the large cask into the jug. So the non-Jew is by the cask, and the Yisrael Akuba, the Jew, is by the jug, where the Jew is holding it in his hand, and the non-Jew is pouring from the cask into the Jew who is holding the jug. Says Rav Papa, Chamra Aser. So the wine's going to be Aser, as Rashi has it, which is a discussion in the Rishayim, that the wine's going to be prohibited to even have benefit from it. Because this is similar to the case of wine that a non-Jew diluted and that he mixed, as the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason why it's forbidden? It's ki ka'asi, when this wine is coming from the cask, mikayach ayve kachavim ka'asi. It's coming from the force of a non-Jew, because he's pouring it from the cask into the jug. And therefore, as we said in the previous stuff, we tell him that lech lech amrina nazir. We tell him to stay far away, and therefore we don't want to even have a force of the non-Jew. He's not even touching it. But since its force is making it go into the jug, we say it's going to be forbidden because his moving of the barrel, of the cask is what made the wine move. Continues the halacha, but let's say the other way around. Yisrael Adana. Let's say the Jew was holding the cask. Vayv kechav makuva, and the non-Jew was holding the jug that's being poured into. Then chamer shari, then the wine's permitted because now the non-Jew is not doing any force that's making the wine move. But v'imitzad tzidudi. But if let's say he shakes the jug, then the wine's going to be aser, it's going to be prohibited. Now, either because we're talking about a jug that was full, and the reason why it's going to be aser is because maybe he touched it, or another version is that even if it's not a full jug, still, if he's going to be shaking it around, not that he's going to be touching the actual wine, but he's going to be shaking the wine. And since he's shaking it intentionally, so that's also like a similar category of when he uses his force intentionally, where they're both somewhere in the middle. It's not touching the wine and shaking it forcefully, but either one of them are either touching it, or not touching it, but using his force to move it intentionally. So those are going to be middle categories where it's going to be forbidden to drink it. It's not going to be asa b'hana, but it's going to be forbidden to drink it again because these have similarities to the primary halacha of Yain Nesach, which we didn't make it asa b'hana, we made it asa b'shti, either because it's his force or because if he's touching it. Another halacha, Amar Papa, he says, "Hayev kechavim de dari zika." Similar halacha, a non-Jew who is carrying a knotted flask of wine, because Yisrael achayre, and the Jew is walking behind him, and he sees that the non-Jew did not touch the contents of the inside of the flask, which is the wine. So says Rav Papa, "Mal yeshari." If the flask is full to the top, then the wine is permitted. Dolem karkish, because he can't shake it. As we said before, if it's, like he continues, chaseira, if it's not full, then it's going to be aser because dima mekarkish. If his force is making it move around, even though he's not touching it, that we said is going to make it prohibited. If it's full, what happened? He didn't touch the inside, and he can't shake it because it's full, it doesn't move. But if it's not full, then it's aser because maybe shaking it. Now, kuba, let's say he's carrying an open jug of wine, then malia aser. If it's full, then it's going to be aser because maybe he touched it. Dilma naga. But chaseira shari. But if it's not full, then it's going to be permitted. Deloy naga, because he's not touching it, because it's not full. He's not able to touch it. Moreover, what's with the halacha of kirkush? Maybe he's shaking it. No, that's what the halacha is saying, because since it's an open jug, he's not going to shake it, because even when he's just carrying it, it's not possible that it's not shaking. So why doesn't that make it aser? Because since he doesn't want it to shake, because when you have an open jug, it might spill out, that even if that's the force of a non-Jew, which we said before, without touching, the force is making the wine move, it's going to be aser. But that's only koichei bekavana. Here's koichei shalei bekavana. He, even though it's his force, but he doesn't intend to, because he actually doesn't want it to shake, it's going to spill all over him. When one's holding a cup of coffee, it's going to pour all over him. So therefore, it's permitted. But regarding the case of the knotted flask, there, the shaking would be considered similar to the primary halacha of mishachshich, of agitating the wine, and that would be a problem of yayin nesach. Therefore, when it's not full over there, then it's going to be aser, because he wants it. Here, he doesn't want it to shake, because it's an open jug, and therefore it's going to be mutter if it's chaser. Now, Rav Ashi Amar, he disagrees on one of the two halachas. He says, Zika, regarding the flask, bein malya uvein chaser shari, whether if it's full or not even full, it is going to be permitted. My time, what's the reason? Because ein derech nisuch bekach. He says it's not the normative way of doing libations in a way of shaking around a bottle. You can't see it, you're not touching it. But regarding a full jug, there he doesn't disagree. He says, yeah, the concern is that maybe he might be touching it because it's there all the way on the top. When he's going to put his hand on the edge, there Rav Ashi doesn't disagree, and he says it's going to be usr. But regarding the flask, where Rav Papa had said that if it's not full, it's going to be usr because he's shaking it around, that he says, no, that's not a normal way of doing nisuch. And even if it's not full, by the flask, where it's a leather thing that's knotted and he's not touching it, it's going to be mutter. Continues the Gemara, another teaching from Rav Papa on this topic, matzra zayra, which is a type of a wine press where they don't do it as they classically do, where the people step on it and they press the grapes down. Here what they do is, they just take a beam and they take boards and they press it through boards that push it down. Where that's what matzer is, the press of zaira means with the word of a machbish, which is a type of a beam that presses down. So what's the halacha? Generally you say that if a non-Jew is doing a wine press, it makes it prohibited. What's the halacha if he's not stepping on it, but rather he's doing it in the beam that's pressing it down? So says the Gemara, Papa Shari says the wine's permitted. Rav Ashi, V'item, some say Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, says us it's forbidden. So the Gemara qualifies this machlekes and says, B'kaychai, when it's the force of the non-Jew, in other words, where the grapes are being squeezed and pressed from his force, because the way it was is that there was boards on top of the vat, on top of the press, and there was different ways how to do it. But if let's say that board is on top of the pile of grapes, and the non-Jew steps on those boards, which presses out the juice from the grapes, kul amalei pligidas. So no one's going to disagree that's going to be forbidden. As we mentioned before, koichai bekavana, he's definitely intending to do it for his avodah zara, that's going to make it asa. Ki pligi bekoich koichai. The machlekes was regarding the force of his force. So for example, let's say, as they had many times with these types of presses, where he's turning the screw, which the screw is going down and down and down, which on the bottom of the screw is the board. So the screw is pushing the board, which is pushing the grapes. That's where the machlekes was. The force of a non-Jew, does that make it forbidden or not? Igadame, those say a different version that, no, the other way around. The force of his force, when he's just pushing a screw, which is pushing the board, which is pushing the grapes, no one's going to disagree that that's going to be permitted. The machlekes was regarding the force of the non-Jew, where he's not touching it. Rather, he's stepping on the boards, which that force of his is making the grapes move and the grape juice come out. That's where the machlekes is, if that's going to be usher because of the laws of Yayin Nesach or not. Now, the Gemara tells us, there was actually such an incident where it was the force of the force of a non-Jew. Vasar of Yaakov and Yaakov said that it's going to be prohibited because of this halacha of Yayin Nesach. Now the Gemara continues with the story. Ahu Chavita, there was a barrel, continuing on this topic, regarding the touching of a non-Jew making the wine prohibited. As he continued to Amid Beis, the Ifka L'Orka, there was this jug of wine that burst, the jug burst on its length. Meaning if the jug is sitting upright, so then it was a vertical crack in the barrel from going from top to bottom, which the barrel was threatening for one side of the barrel to go one way and the other one to go the other way, meaning everything would just come flying out, all the wine. So when he saw the crack, Idra Huaybi Kacham, there was a certain non-Jew that jumped up, and Chavka, and he went and he hugged the barrel between his arms to keep it connected until they bring a vessel to be able to pour the wine, because or else all the wine's going to spill all over the place. So Shari Raf from Bar Papa. Raf from Bar Papa said the wine is permitted. V'itam, and some say it was Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua who said that it's permitted Lizvuni Laev Gechavim to sell this wine to non-Jews, because the non-Jew over here didn't agitate, didn't shake the wine. Meaning, even though that he connected the two halves of the barrel, and therefore he is touching the wine, how is he touching the wine? As Rashi's opinion in this sugi is always that by touching the wine through something else, which in this case, through the halves of the barrel that he's connecting, he's pushing the wine. But even so, that's not the same thing as touching it with a reed with a stick, because there, he's agitating it with the stick. So that can make it even usser bahana. But here, there's no agitation. He's touching it through the barrel. So it's going to be usser to drink it, but it's still going to be mutter bahana, and therefore he permitted to be sold to a non-Jew. Now, says the Gemara, v'hanamilu depakol orka, this only if I had a crack from top down. Avalapusi, but if I had it on its width, meaning horizontally, then he says even to drink that wine would be permitted. And the reason for this is because since they're not really separate one from the other, because the upper top of the barrel is sitting on the lower half. It's just that it's some wine is leaking out because there's a crack. Now, when the non-Jew comes along and he weighs down the top and the bottom one, that's not really touching and pushing the wine through the barrel itself. As the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason? My slavena covered. He's just taking the place and the role of a brick. Just like a brick that's put on top of the barrel and weighing it down, it's not touching, it's just maintaining. It's not attaining. And therefore, since he's not really touching, he's not pushing the wine together, it's just keeping it from leaking out. Therefore, that would be permitted even to drink, because that's not even considered shikshik, and it's not even going to be considered even touching through davar achra of the barrel that he's holding together. Now, the Gemara continues with a related story. On this topic, on this halacha, there was a certain non-Jew, who was found in the wine press of a Jew, and there was no wine there in the wine press. There was just some liquid moisture there from the residue on the floor of the wine press. So Amar Vashi says, look, if there's enough moisture of the grapes that if someone would touch it, he would have moisture on him, then by hadachu by nigav. Now, because since the non-Jew was there, we have to suspect that he did something of nisach yayin with this wine of the Jew. So to cleanse this wine press of the Jew, you have to wash it down. And you also have to do this process known as nigav, which Gemara says later on of ayin himad aleph, which you have to do a cleansing with ashes, then water, then ashes. Now, v'loy, but if there's not so much moisture, that if someone would touch it, that he himself would become moist, then ba'adach ba'amasagila, then it's enough just to wash down the wine press. You don't have to do this cleansing process. Now, Taisa brings from the Rashbam that even though it's not amanas latfiach, even though there's not so much moisture, it's obvious that whatever moisture there is considered wine, and therefore that could be considered nisach hayayin by the non-Jew and would make it usr. But still, the reason why it's different is because it's not considered attached to the wine that's absorbed in the wine press itself. That's why you don't have to do this cleansing process. You just have to wash off whatever liquid there is over there. As the Gemara tells us later on, the Ayin Beis Min Aleph, that when you don't have moisture that would make something else that touched it moist, then you don't have to be concerned for the bleas that are inside, in this case, the wine press. And that's why you don't have to do this process of niguv. All you have to do is the hadacha, just washing down that liquid that's there. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme of, that we're discussing of Maga Akum, when the non-Jew touches the wine, what's the halachic status? So the Mishnah tells us, if someone just sees a non-Jew standing next to the pit of wine of a Jew, so im yeshlo milva olav, if he has an outstanding debt of a loan that's owed to him by the Jew, so then usher, then the wine in that pit's going to be prohibited, because he's not afraid to touch the wine of the Jew, because he thinks to himself, if anyone's going to tell me anything, hey, why are you touching the Jew's wine? I'll say, hey, he owes it to me as a debt. He owes it to me anyway. So therefore, then the wine's going to be forbidden. But if, let's say, this non-Jew is not owed any money by the Jew, then mutter, then the wine is permitted, because we don't assume that he touched the Jew's wine, because he'd be afraid. He could be prosecuted. He's not allowed to touch the wine that's not his own. Another halacha regarding this topic of maga akum, when the non-Jew touches wine, Nafal, if the non-Jew falls, lebar, into a pit full of wine, va'ala, and then he comes out, So even though he literally touched the wine, but since it was unintentionally, he just fell in, or let's say mother de bekana, let's say he was measuring with a reed. So although he's intentionally touching the wine, but since his intention is for some other purpose, not for avodah zarah, but rather to measure the wine, so in this case, although he's touching, but he's not literally touching it, it's, as we said, although touching through something else is like touching, but it's not literally, and therefore it has a different, slightly different halacha, he's only touching it through the reed, or hitiz es atzir bekano, or let's say he takes the reed and he throws out a hornet with the reed from the wine, or if let's say he was banging on top of a fermenting barrel of wine, which that it bubbles on the top, and we're just popping the bubbles on the top. So regarding all these situations, there was incidents in halacha. And the sages said that the wine could be sold, meaning it's permitted to have benefit from it, not let it drink it, as we said, because when a non-Jew touches something, it automatically becomes us. So that's a unique halacha of maga'akum. But the isra hano, which is by avodah zarah, is only if he did it with intentionality for avodah zarah. Here, it's these things falling in, or measuring, or flipping out a hornet, or banging off the fermentation. That's not the way of doing nisach, and therefore it's not considered as for avodah zarah purposes, and therefore it's going to be permitted to have benefit from it, which is it can be sold off to a non-Jew. Now, Reb Shimon Mater, he says, actually permitted even to drink it. Meaning he doesn't qualify this halacha of maga akum, for what's done by avodah zarah, then it's permitted to even drink. Continues the Mishnah, not to less a chavis. If let's say the non-Jew took a barrel and vizarka b'chamasa labar, and in his anger he threw it into the pit, Zahya Mai said it was actually such an incident, v'chshiri, and they said that the wine's permitted even to drink. Now, the Gemara qualifies the opening halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Shmuel says, this that we said that if the non-Jew has an outstanding debt against the Jew, then we're concerned that the wine that he's next to, he touched, and then he does it for avodah zarah purposes, and it's going to be aser. Says Shmuel, v'hu sheyishli milva lo seyayin. But this is only if he has an outstanding debt of a loan on this wine itself, meaning that the Jew made this wine in this pit an apaitiki, which means to say that this is the designated collateral for collection for the loan that the non-Jew could collect from. Now, the non-Jew is confident, and he touches it, and he's not afraid. But that's what Shmuel is qualifying as saying, but if let's say the one who was owed a loan was not specifically on this wine itself, so though there is an outstanding debt against this Jew, then this wine would still be permitted to drink, because then the non-Jew is afraid and he doesn't even touch it, which is this halacha maga akam, not even for avodah zarah, but if he touches it, we're not even concerned that he touched it, because he has no rights. Yeah, he owes you money, but not for this wine. Now, Amr Vashi says, Masnit Namideki says, the precise reading of our Mishnah also indicates like Shmuel. Because at Nan, we learned in the end of our Mishnah, which is actually the coming Mishnah, that says, Hamatar Yenish al Oivik Echav. Someone purifies the wine of a non-Jew. What that means to say is, if there's a Jew who he's working the plantation of the non-Jew, meaning he tells the non-Jew, look, I work at a kosher agency, we're going to press your grapes in the permitted way so that I could sell to Jews. And so it didn't have any problem of Yain Nesach, although the grapes are owned by the non-Jew. Now, additionally, he doesn't give the money to the non-Jew until he sells it at a later point in time. Then he pays the non-Jew, and then the profits are divided as appropriately. Now, so the Nisne Brishusai. So the Jew processed these grapes, and however, he keeps it in the domain of the non-Jew. Now, Vahala and the non-Jew, Kaisavloi, writes to the Jew, Hiskabalti Mimcha Mais, I received money from you already. Meaning, what he means to say is, it's as if you paid me, which is that I'm not going to hold back if you, although the wine is being kept on my property and my plant, but anytime you want to come, you could take the wine and sell it. And then when you sell it, then you'll give me the profits of what you're selling. Says the Mishnah, Mutter. So then the wine is going to be permitted if there's a key or a seal of the Jewish person, which he knows is not being tampered. So then it's going to be permitted. Avol, but im yirtze Yisrael leitzi. But if let's say the Jew wanted to take the wine out, and the non-Jew would say, no, you cannot take the wine. Although it's kosher, you went and you supervised, you did all yourself. Until you give him the money, you cannot take the wine. So such an incident happened in this place, Beishan. And they said the wine is prohibited. Why? Because since there's an outstanding loan on this wine itself, so the non-Jew, whatever he wants to do, could do. Meaning to say where this wine is the Jew's wine, but it's in the non-Jew's possession because it's really owned by the non-Jew. So it's like an outstanding loan that the Jew owes the non-Jew. and the non-Jew has rights on the wine, which he says, yeah, you can't have this wine until you pay me that amount, then it's going to be asr. But if, let's say, there's an outstanding loan, but not on that wine itself, then it's as if there is no debt against the Jew, because that's what the Reisha was saying. Then when the non-Jew writes to the Jew, I received the money from you already, meaning you could take it as you please, then it said it's going to be permitted. Now, over here, where, however, that there's a loan on the wine itself, that's when we say it's going to be asr. But when it's not on the wine itself, so then it's going to be mutter. As the Gemara says, taima dein manichai. The reason why it's asr is because he doesn't let him. Hamanichai shari. But if he lets him take it, then it's permitted. Shema mina, milva aloysa yayin be'inon shema mina. So obviously we see that you need to have a loan on that wine itself. Meaning, when he lets him take the wine, although he owes him the money, there's a milva, but it's not on that wine, because he can't force him to not take the wine. That's considered milva aloysa yayin. That's when we say it's asr. But if it's not aloysa yayin, that's like the halacha Shmuel qualified in our Mishnah, then it's going to be mutter. Although this outstanding debt has to be on that wine itself, then he wouldn't be afraid, and then he would touch it, and then it's going to be asr b'shtiyah. Now the Mishnah continued, it said, Nafla bar va'ala. The non-Jew fell into the pit and he came out. So then it's going to be permitted to have benefit from it, which this is the middle halacha of Maga Akum. He touched it, but not for the intention of a desire. He fell in, so you can't drink it, but you could have benefit from it, therefore you could sell it to a non-Jew. Now that Amar Papi qualifies this teaching. He says, Leishano el shalom mes. This is only talking about, but when they brought the non-Jew who fell into the pit, they brought him out, he was dead. Aval alachai asr, but if when he came out, he was alive, then the wine's going to actually be asr. My time, what's the reason? Why is it going to be asr even bahana? Amar Papi says, because dami aleh kuyam idim, because it's comparable to this Jew like his pagan holiday, where he goes and he gives thanks to his deity that he was saved. And we have to assume that when he's coming out, he's thanking his deity and he's shaking the wine and he's doing it as for libation purposes, and therefore it's not going to be only asr b'shti because he touched it, but it's going to be asr even bahana because he was agitating it for the purposes of giving thanks as a tekrebis to his avodah zarah. Now, the Mishnah continues, it says, Madu de Bukana. Let's say he was measuring it with a reed. Kol Eloha Yemaisa. So all these types of things in our Mishnah and actual incidents happen like this. V'amu Yemacha, and they said that it should be sold, as we said, because even when he's touching with a reed, he's measuring it. So it's not for the purpose of a desire, so not Asabana, but you have to at least sell it because it's considered that the non-Jew is touching it, albeit through another item, and therefore that's Asr Beshtiya. But Reb Shimon Matar, Reb Shimon says, even permitted to drink. On that machlekes, Amar of Adbar Ava, he says, Yenuchu le Reb Shimon barachas al reisha. There should be blessings placed on the head of Reb Shimon. Because kishahu matar, when he permits something, like in the case of our Mishnah regarding when the non-Jew is touching, not as purposes of nisach yayin, but just touching the wine, matar afil b'shtiyah, he says, permitted even to drink it. When he says it's forbidden, he says forbidden even to have benefit, meaning he doesn't make this middle category. Yayin nesach. Did he do it for Avodah Zarah? Then it's forbidden even to have benefit from it, like Avodah Zarah. If he didn't, even though he touched it, it's not only going to be mutter only Bahana, it's going to be mutter even Bishtiya, it's totally permitted. Amr Chia Bereda Abba Banachmena Amr of Chizda Amr Rav, Vamrilan, some say it's Amr of Chizda Amr Zi'iwi. The halacha is Krib Shimon, where in these cases, when he touched it, not for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, it's permitted even to drink it. Igadam, those say that Amr of Chizda, it was Rav Chizdu who said that Amali Abba Barchanan, that Hochei Amaziri, that this is what Zi'iri said, Halacha Krib Shimon. But the Gemara concludes that Ve'in Halacha Krib Shimon, actually Halacha is not like Krib Shimon, and rather, if the non-Jew touches it, not for the purpose of a desire, it will be Asa B'shtiyah, but it will still be Mutar B'hana. Now the Mishnah said, Natul Chavez V'zarka B'chamasi Labar, the non-Jew, if he takes a barrel and he throws it in his anger into the pit of where the wine is. So Zeha Yamaisa Bikshira, it was actually such an incident, and they permitted the wine even for consumption purposes. Now, relating to this halacha, the Gemara says, Amra Vashi. Vashi says the following Hagdara. Kol Shebezav Tame, anything regarding a Zav, which is a person, a man that has a certain emission from his body that transmits Tumma, whatever in the Zav, what he comes in contact with would become Tame. But if Kachavim Isiyai Nesach, so a non-Jew, when he comes in that type of contact with wine, would make that wine into Yayin Nesach. However, Kol Shebezav Tar, whatever in the situation of a Zar, what he would come in contact with remain Tar. So, Ma'ev Kachav, Me'en Ois Yayin Nesach, regarding non-Jew, it would not make it into Yayin Nesach. Now, as Rashi explains, there's not a complete comparison, because Rav Ashi is not talking about what's known as Hesed, which is causes something to move through something else. Rav Ashi is talking about the halach of Maga, regarding touching. And he's only coming to clarify the halacha of if a non-Jew throws something, that then it's not going to be forbidden. And that's what he's saying. Whatever touching of the Zav would make something tame, for example, if he's connected to the thing, whether with his actual hand, or whether with something else like a reed, where there, regarding the case of the non-Jew, just like the case of the Zav, like when the Zav touches a Kli or an Adam, the Zav is going to make it tame. So too, the non-Jew, when he touches wine, it's going to make it into Yayin Nesach, like a person that touches a Zav. Whether if he touches the Zav himself, whether he touches with a reed, it's going to be tame. So too, by wine, the non-Jew touches it, whether he touches it with his hand or whether with a reed, the Yayin is going to become Yayin Nesach. As Rashi points out, you cannot say the Rav Ashi is going on the case also of Hesed, when the Zav makes something move indirectly, that then there's going to be the halacha of tum over there, because Rav Ashi already said on Omer Aleph that regarding the Zika, the flask, he said whether it's full or not full, the contents, even though he's making a move, which is really what Hesed is, the wine contents are going to be mutter. In contrast, we know the halacha is by Zav, if he's masit, if he makes something move indirectly, it will be tummy. So obviously, Rav Ashi over here is not talking about total comparison, but regarding the laws of Maga, of touching, whatever the Zav touches will be tummy, the Nanju will make Yayin Nesach, and whatever not will be Tar will be not become Yayin Nesach. On that, Eis Rav Hun Rav Ashi asked on Rav Ashi from our Mishnah. Mishnah said, the halacha that we just quoted before, a non-Jew takes a jug and he throws it in his anger to the pit. This was an incident in Beishan, and they said it's permitted. Says Rav Huna, but what you see from our Mishnah is the reason why it's going to be permitted is because he had no intention at all. He was just angry and he just threw something. Yeah, that's when the contents are going to be mutter. But if it wasn't in his anger, then no, you wouldn't say that. So obviously you see that when the non-Jew throws something, so even though he's not touching it in contact, whether with his hand or something else, he's disconnected from it, but he threw something, that when it falls into the wine, it's going to make it Yayin Nesach, because he's making a move, even though he's not touching, but he threw something to touch it. In contrast, when the Zav throws an object at something else, it does not make it tummy. So how can you go ahead and say this comparison? That says the Gemara, Tavav Samach Alav Man Alav, no, Hasam de Ka'azal Minei Uminei. There, in our Mishnah, was talking about where he didn't just throw the thing totally, he was pushing the jug into the pit, and he was pushing it the whole time until it got into the pit. That's why if he wasn't angry, then there would be Aser, because we were concerned that maybe he touched it, whether directly or even through the barrel that he's pushing. But he might come so close and actually be touching the thing. If he had thrown it from far, then we're not concerned from that, which actually many times is the case in the anger. Therefore, then we're not concerned that he touched it, or in that case, that he didn't have any intention, and that's why it's going to be mutter. But in the case of our Mishnah, the reason why, if it was not with his anger, as we inferred, that then it would be aser, is because it wasn't disconnected from him. He got so close that he could be pushing and touching it with the barrel or with his fingers itself, and that's what it's going to be us. But yes, if he had thrown from afar, then even Shalei B'chamasai, it would be mutter, because it is just like by the Zav, and since he's not connected to the wine, either by his own hand or with something that is holding in his hand, then it's not going to be Aser al Zayin Nesach.